Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome now to our midday interview. I have two wonderful guests here from the Wilmington Ballet Company to tell us not only about their upcoming production of The Nutcracker, which will be wonderful as usual, but also the revival of the Cape Fear Festival of Trees, a glorious event that happened in Wilmington for many, many years, and then we lost it for a while, but it has come back. So Lisa Broadhead, who is the lead choreographer for The Nutcracker, is here, as is Lindsay Bloomfield, the administrative manager for the Wilmington Ballet Company. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Jamila.
Great to have you here. Let's talk with you first, Lisa. Lisa Broadhead, who's choreographing. Now, you are a Wilmington native.
Yes.
That's a rare and wonderful thing. But you've had a wonderful career in the ballet. Can you tell us a little bit about your work that took you away from Wilmington?
Yes, I left Wilmington in the early 80s. After I had finished pursuing my Bachelor of Fine Arts from East Carolina University, and I came back just for a little bit of time to decide that I want to do my master's degree from Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas, with an emphasis in choreography and performance. Mm. And then after that, I went to Louisiana State University, where I was in charge of the ballet program. But unfortunately, I was among 42 programs that were cut at LSU, and so I found another job in Montgomery, Alabama, at Huntingdon College, and they asked me to start a dance program, which I did. But in the meantime, I found the love of my life, and I got married to a British man named Jeff, and he landed a job at Kent State University as an administrator, dean of physical education, recreation, and dance. So we paid our dues there for 24 years.
Oh, my goodness.
It was wonderful. We had a wonderful son, and I was on faculty at the University of Akron in the dance program, as well as being an artist, a guest artist in residence at De Montfort University in Bedford, England. Mm. And I started my own youth not-for-profit dance organization.
My goodness.
But I said, snow was getting to me, and I wanted to come back to be with my family.
Wow. So. Well, you are beyond qualified to choreograph and direct this production of
Thank you.
Nutcracker. That's certainly true.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the production. Perhaps talk about the guest artists, how many children are involved, what your process has been like.
Okay. Well, it's been an exciting process for me because the last time I was involved with the Nutcracker was in Dallas, Texas. It is a classical ballet. It was first produced in 1892. Marius Petipa, who was the head of all classical ballets, he was the main choreographer, became ill, so he asked Lev Ivanov to take over the process. It's very different from the other classical ballets. It's more fantasy-like. It's more for the child. Mm. But this process has been exciting. We have professional dancers coming to Wilmington to play the parts of the Sugar Plum Fairy and the Cavalier. But we are also blessed with our resident professional, Elizabeth Fuller, to dance the Dewdrop and the Snow Queen, and also in Arabian, as well as Kadir Hicks, who is a Wilmington native, also a lovely, lovely dancer.
Wonderful young man.
And
yes.
We have about 100 children involved, it's been an exciting process working with them. I think the highlight for me, because there are other choreographers involved with this major, major production, but the highlight for me is sitting in rehearsals and watching these little children's faces light up. One in particular is in the party scene with the little party dancers performing with their dolls, and the aura that is around them, the smiles on their faces when they're on stage rehearsing, and off when they're looking at the older girls and dreaming of doing the older parts.
Mm.
And so it's just been really an incredible experience to watch this, and it's made me love the Nutcracker again.
That's a wonderful thing when you think about many people when they are considering classical ballet, they're reminded of the difficulty, the discipline, the grueling aspect of really being a professional dancer. But then to see the flip side of that, these young children in the wings watching the dancers and aspiring to dance like that themselves, and also at a young age just having the pure joy of dancing on stage themselves, and then watching the professional dancers whose technique has been honed so they can also give way to that pure joy. They've mastered the technique, but then they can just enjoy the sensation of dancing.
Exactly. And I always tell the older dancers, too, You are a role model. Mm-hmm. The way they act, the way they dress.
Yes.
I mean, it's all showing the discipline of the art form.
Mm-hmm. That's great for them to be mentoring the younger dancers. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Lisa Broadhead, who's the lead choreographer on an upcoming production of The Nutcracker by the Wilmington Ballet Company. Tell us where and when it will be, and then we'll talk with Lindsay Bloomfield about the Festival of Trees.
Okay, it's going to be on Saturday, December the 3rd. We have a matinee. The matinee's at 3 o'clock. And then Saturday evening, the performance is at 7 o'clock. And then Sunday, the matinees on December the 4th is at 3 o'clock. And it's at Minnie Evans Performing Arts Center at Ashley High School.
Great. And tickets, I understand, are available at the Star News at wilmingtontickets.com and also capefearfestivalofTrees.org. Now, you might wonder why tickets for the Nutcracker are available at that last website. So let's talk about the Cape Fear Festival of Trees. Lindsay Bloomfield is here. She's the administrative manager of Wilmington Ballet Company. And your company, Lindsay, has resurrected or has restored this wonderful event called the Cape Fear Festival of Trees. Talk to us about how that happened and what is going on with it this year.
That's right. You use several words, reinvent, restore, resurrect. Those are all ways to kind of describe the love the community had for this event. And it just kind of took on something bigger than what Lower Cape Fear Hospice and Life Care Center could do on their own. So Elizabeth Hester, the ballet company's executive director, really dreamed of bringing it back. Her dad, who has recently passed, really felt like it was a special thing to him and mentioned to her just in a conversation about how she's the kind of person that she does it big, she wants to go, and how he would love to see the Nutcracker in addition to the Festival of Trees. So we are pulling it off. I mean, it's a family it's a family event, or an event for all ages, very much like you mentioned the Nutcracker and the children and a broad audience. I think the Festival of Trees is the same. It appeals to everyone, and there's a little something for everyone there.
And basically what it is this amazing display of many, many Christmas trees, each one decorated in its own way by various groups that will sponsor a tree. How many trees are there? Are there available sponsor slots still?
There are sponsor spots. There are two separate distinctions. There's one, the special trees, which are the bright light sponsored trees, are in memory of someone. They're housed in a special room off the beaten path, but yet still part of the festival, where it's a serene, comforting environment, and we'll have trees that mean something to people in memory of someone. And they are still available. We have a few. We're going on a smaller scale and building up. So we have availability there. And then our sponsored trees out in the walkway area are for everyone. They can be just by a person, a special collection they want to show off, a business you want to get out information, or just really go all out and a holiday theme, or really whatever. In fact, Elizabeth's dad's tree that's in honor of him is sponsored by Ducks Unlimited. So he's going to have ducks, among other fabulous things.
Love that. That's great. So there's the room full of memorial trees. You said there's like a walkway that's full of other trees. Then there are other things that are going on at the festival.
There are. One of the exciting new developments are that we have the Cape Fear Model Railroad Society coming, and they will have special trees with very elaborately planned model railways. And that's a big pleaser for kids and adults.
And some adults.
That's true. And so that's exciting. And the trees will have the trains with them in many places. It's really kind of a great deal. There's a Festival of Trees that's for the public at 10 o'clock, where you can come out and view the festival and attend the events.
It's all one day.
That's on Saturday at 10, December 3rd. Then the other Festival Trees are part of the Nutcracker. So you get a ticket to the Nutcracker, you get a ticket to the Festival Trees and the events that we have. We have a holiday shopping opportunity with our shopping boutique, and we have exciting sponsors with those, among others, but Brilliant Sky Toys. We have Sweet and Sassy, who's also participating in our Kids Village. We have a Land of Treats, we're calling it, because it's not just our sweets. We have savory too. We have an exciting, I think people in town town are aware of Happy Days Diner and Ash and all that his food and excitement can bring. And we have savory things, savory offerings from Wilmington Tea Room and others. So we have lots. You can have a meal, a lunch, or a dinner, or treats, and watch the Nutcracker and join some of the exciting Kids Village offerings, too.
That's great. I also understand, in just the minute we have left, there's a raffle and a bidding that's going on?
There are. If you would like to get involved, there are several ways to get involved. I think the most importantly, visit our website, www.capefearfestivalofcapetrees.org. The raffle, you can drop off items to be raffled for at First Bank locations, Leland, Monkey Junction, Landfall areas. And if you want to get involved or just provide an opportunity for that, and then come out and the raffle, too.
Great. My guest today, Lisa Broadhead, lead choreographer for the Nutcracker, and Lindsay Bloomfield, who you just heard, the administrative manager for the Wilmington Ballet Company, telling us all about the upcoming production of the Nutcracker and the revived Cape Fear Festival of Trees. For information about both events, you can simply go to capefearfestivalofcapetrees.org. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.